Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner preview Sunday's game, it's Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
Better now that I'm hearing that Dr. Dre instrumental. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome for the song. By the way, I never heard that before. Nolan, you give him all the credit for that one. But Jonas, health-wise, 2 days in a row, 53 men, all 53, for early November, feeling as good as they possibly can, getting ready for a football game on the road Sunday. And two new additions coming in, we think. Well, Draymond Jones for sure, but is Carl Lawson going to be on the field at Minnesota coming up 1 o'clock Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the expectation. I think that's the expectation from a lot of people. I haven't seen Carl this week, but, you know, John Harbaugh said earlier this week that he expects him to play. He's had, like, I think 4 full practices now after today to really ramp up. And, listen, I mean, I think there's clearly a need to upgrade from David Ajabo, and that's in the run defense department, that's in the pass rush department. So barring just like a totally underwhelming performance from him in practice, which, you know, is possible, he hasn't played for at any point this season, I think we should probably see Carl Lawson out there making his Ravens debut.
Now, we've been talking about all week, Jonas, you're obviously aware of it, Ravens aren't that good getting to the quarterback, but Minnesota's terrible protecting the quarterback. 33 sacks allowed. J.J. McCarthy in 3 games has been sacked 14 times. What side of the football gets better? I mean, which one will continue to be bad and which one will step up and maybe exceed season-long accomplishments here?
Man, that's tough. A lot of that Vikings offensive line struggles, I think, are you lay at the feet of J.J. McCarthy. I think he's got one of the longest time to throws in the NFL. I mean, his sack rate is, what, like 17-18%, just absurdly high. So I think they'll kind of meet in the middle. I still am not convinced that this Ravens line, this Ravens pass rush particularly, will become anything more than average over the rest of the season, even with Draymond Jones. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of talent on that Vikings front. Darisaw, you know, is there. They paid a lot of money for Will Fries. I know he's been disappointing. I think it sounds like Donovan Jackson, their first-round pick out of Ohio State, is really coming along. So I guess if you're asking me to kind of put my fingers on the scales there, I probably would say I lean toward Minnesota having a better-than-normal performance. But, you know, it doesn't take much for J.J. McCarthy to screw things up. So I guess anything is possible. It wouldn't shock me one bit if the Ravens come out of this with 4 sacks.
That being said, Ravens defensively, what, 3 weeks? They've averaged 13 points allowed after averaging over 30 through the vast majority of the early portion. Are you buying at least, Jonas, that the deep – well, they have to be better than they were, say, in week 3, but how much better are they, and are they good enough, given the personnel that they have, given health, to, you know, get to 500 and maybe win the division and then obviously, you know, do a little damage here once we get into January?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're absolutely – it's absolutely a defense that can not be an albatross as the Ravens go for this three-peat in the AFC North. I mean, just look at the schedule. It is full of a bunch of tomato cans, and I think that includes J.J. McCarthy. I mean, like, you know, I don't know – I guess Jordan Love would probably be the best quarterback remaining on the Ravens schedule, and we just saw him lose a total WTF game to the Panthers. So there's not really – barring a miraculous return to health from Joe Burrow, there's not really a whole lot of breadwinners out there. And obviously, I think the Ravens' defense probably isn't as good as the advanced stats would have you believe over these past 3 weeks. But if they have anywhere close to the kind of second half resurgence that they did last year, then you trust this offense to be a top five unit, and bam, you've got yourself a top five offense, top 15 defense, top 10 special teams. That's good enough to make you the favorite in like 80-90% of the games.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, Fiddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Oh, this featured artist Friday. All right, Minnesota's defense coming in here. All right, I mean, they did some things to Jared Goff last week. They got five sacks there. But, you know, statistically, not, you know, they're not the 2000 Ravens by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of talk about Brian Flores, what he did 4 years ago against Lamar when he was with Miami. Is that even a talking point as we sit here on November 7th, 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing about Brian Flores is that, like, anything is on the table. You know, I wrote a story about that that Cover Zero game that went up yesterday, and talking to John Jenkins, who was a reserve defensive lineman on that Dolphins team, and I asked him, like, what do you remember from that game? He said, man, I don't remember the game plan being anything different from the other game plans. Like, the Dolphins did not go into that game expecting to play Cover Zero 40 on 40 of the Ravens, you know, 60-plus offensive snaps. It just was a thing that worked once, and Brian Flores kept doing it over and over again until the Ravens cried uncle. And I think that's, you know, this Vikings defense has evolved. I think it has more pass rush talent where you don't need to be reliant on heavy pressure schemes to get home. But it's still a Brian Flores defense, which means he's going to do some funky stuff. And the best way to, you know, undercut the possibility of funky stuff is to run the dang ball well. Like, you don't want to find yourself in third and long. I think both teams, it's going to be a death warrant for themselves if they find themselves in third and long, because McCarthy is terrible on third down. And if I'm the Ravens, I don't want to be, you know, just seeing all this pre-snap, you know, nonsense from Brian Flores, because I couldn't establish the run. So it's going to be a fascinating game. I think Kevin O'Connell was pretty interesting, remark. When he was asked about the pressure plan, he said, like, listen, you got to make sure that you have someone there to kind of cover up the mess if the quarterback breaks free. And they got burned by Caleb Williams in week one on some scrambles, that they got burned even more by Justin Herbert in week eight. And Lamar is a better athlete than both those guys. So I think they're going to have to kind of calibrate it. And it's going to be interesting to see just what the Vikings draw up.
Both teams coming off road wins last week, Minnesota at Detroit, and then the Ravens hammering the Dolphins, as everyone kind of expected. Pretty hefty spread. We're not here to talk about the spread, though, Jonas. I mean, we've been talking about the Ravens getting a 5-5 by the time the Jets come here the Sunday before Thanksgiving. How are things trending for Baltimore here in an AFC that's wide open? Look, Denver's 8-2, but maybe one of the more unimpressive 8-2s we've seen in quite some time here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and then you look at what the Dolphins did last night, and you're wondering, or not the Dolphins, excuse me, the Broncos did last night. You're like, wow, if the Ravens can make it to the playoffs, is there any way that you could see them,
right,
that you could scheme up a way to get them in the wild card round? Because sure, they're 8-2, but man, that is a wildly unimpressive 8-2 when you look at who they've beaten and the margins they've beaten them by. I mean, obviously, you can make the case, if you're really bullish on the Colts, that is the most complete team in the NFL, just because I think I still have some concerns about Buffalo's defense, even after what they did to the Chiefs. But, like, everyone is gettable, and there's very, very little separating the best team from, I don't know, the sixth or seventh best team in the AFC. And obviously that's partly what is fueling the Ravens' belief in not only getting the chance to make a playoff run, but what they could do if and when they get to the postseason. So it's going to be fascinating. Obviously the Ravens need to stay healthy. Knock on wood, hopefully they do. But, you know, there's not a whole lot separating the wild card teams from the potential one seed in this conference.
What happened Sunday, Jonas Schaefer?
Bob, I'm back to being a hater. I think the Vikings get this one. I think it's going to be like a 21-20 type game. I still am a little bit hesitant on buying super into this Ravens team, especially against a Vikings defense that has as much pass rush talent as this one. And I just feel like with the talent that the Vikings have and based on what J.J. McCarthy did against Detroit, which, you know, wasn't a whole lot, but he at least kind of sort of kept them on schedule. I just think that they can do enough at certain spots to take advantage of the Ravens. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past J.J. McCarthy, despite everything that I've said negatively about him for the past 50 minutes. He has been capable of, you know, of conjuring some fourth quarter magic, and with the Ravens playing in a loud stadium there and J.J. McCarthy channeling his nine alter ego, I do think Minnesota's going to pull out a close one.
Yeah, he'll be mean mugging at some point, I guess. He is Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate it as always. Have fun in Minnesota. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. Here's Jonas Schaefer going to Minnesota. What do you think? 410-583-1057. We'll come back. Whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. That Keith Kavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. Preview Maryland Georgetown coming up tonight at 6. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. Our coverage starts at 5. And then tomorrow, Maryland at Rutgers. Really, I mean, I'm stating the obvious. Maryland needs to win tomorrow, for real.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.